Welcome to Sister Speak Big Brother 11, where we discuss the current season of Big Brother from a sister's point of view. I'm Sister J.
And I'm Sister K. And welcome to episode 5. Let's get started.
Okay, this week was Shima's week as HOH.
Yes, it was.
Woo, it was eventful.
We say that every time and we think it can't get any worse, and
well,
it does.
The parts that we see anyway is, oh man, it was eventful. I think we went through last time about her HOH room and, you know, how all the house guests are up there and this and that and the other. Her and Russell talking. You know, Russell's, you know, trying to schmooze her so she won't nominate him and that kind of stuff.
Exactly.
You know, and I mean, believe it. So,
no.
You know.
And actually, when we get to the nomination, can we just go ahead and get to that?
Okay.
When we get to nominations, she nominates Russell and Lydia.
You're right.
Which is what we kind of predicted she might do.
That's true. I mean, but in fairness to her, though, she would be a fool not to nominate him.
Right.
Because he is a strong player.
Yeah. And if you have a problem with someone in the house, that's what you're going to go on. You're going to nominate him.
Yep. So, you know.
Now, you know, how do you want to, go through all the events they went or just kind of?
Yeah, well, we can go back and forth, but there's a lot of stuff that happens in between when we see who wins the HOH on Thursday and when they actually have the broadcast where the nominations are on Sunday.
Are shown.
Yeah.
Right.
Because we know way before then who's nominated and stuff. And of course, you know, Russell, he knew, or he says he knew anyway, that, you know, he was probably going to be nominated, and that's true. What I don't understand from Russell's point of view is then why does he engage her?
Because he's mad.
Well, I understand
and
he's
they're
mad.
Both, they both have the same problem in that when they're mad, they're going to try to say, I mean, they're so mad and into it that every conversation, those people come up in the conversation.
Well, but Russell is, you know, he's the one, he can be talking about something entirely different. Like, you know, Jeff, I want to take you, or, you know, I want to be a part of the Final Four and stuff. In some kind of way, he always mentions Shima. And Jeff just gets this glazed look on his eye, like, okay. And him and Jordan, whenever Russell does that, they just, like, look down to the ground.
Well, I have begged to differ. Shima does the exact
same thing.
They both do the exact same thing.
Yeah, she does.
It's annoying.
It's very annoying.
It is annoying. And even when people have gone on and they're not even thinking about it, she tries to find new ways to bring his name up and to be ugly.
That's true. Now, one thing I didn't like about Shima's week in the HOH, and that is, you know, in addition to all her other complaints, but she's complaining to, it seems to me, a lot about Jeff and Jordan not, you know, taking the time to come up and talk to her in her HOH room. And I'm sitting there thinking, well, wait a minute. Isn't that like the Jesse syndrome?
Yeah, but she's friends with his ass.
Well, but just because she's friends with him, I didn't expect for her to do the exact same thing.
She is stupid, just like Natalie is stupid and Lydia. And that all fall behind Jesse, and what he says is golden. And she's taking a tip out of his book.
True.
You need to come and talk
to
me.
I didn't like the fact that Michelle was hanging around in the HOH room a lot, and she would tell Shima, like, stuff that, you know, other house guests would tell her, and then she would go tell Jeff and Jordan her conversations with Shima and Natalie.
Why not? All of them MFers effed her over, and she knows it. She knows, even though Shima's being nice to her now, because Shima wants the all-girl thing to happen. So that's the only reason why Shima's bringing her into the fold. And so, Michelle is not stupid. She knows And she's like, wait, you know, she didn't even like Sheamus from the first week. That's but she true. Switched that shit around because she knew that was the side that was winning.
That's true.
Which is what anybody who's smart and wants to stay in the game will do.
That is true.
That's what Jeff started doing, too. He mm-hmm. started shutting up and just being nice to whoever.
Well, and speaking of Jeff, you know, I really like Jeff, but damn, he cusses a lot.
That don't bother me.
Oh, he needs to watch his mouth, though.
That does not bother me. Because
he cusses, everything is F this and F that. And I was just really surprised.
You but said that a week ago.
Every day, everything. And he has been called into the diary room twice for, you know, making the anti-gay comments.
Yeah, no, that's the thing I don't like.
Yeah,
either.
So I'm sure that's going to come out, like, you know, later. But, you know, I don't know. I mean, I like Jeff. And I think Jeff, well, we'll get into that later. But I'm just really surprised, you know. But for the most part, Jeff just kind of leaves them all alone and goes on about his business.
That's all he can do.
Yeah, he stays in the backyard and, you know, goes on about his business. So what did you think about the have and have not competition where Jeremy Piven came in
that
beforehand?
That was cool.
That was, they were so surprised.
I was surprised too. That was pretty cool.
Yeah, that was really nice.
That just shows how hard up Jeremy Piven is to get some people to go watch that movie.
Well,
that's what I thought of. It was cool, but I was like, okay, now come on. How bad does this movie have to be for him to come into Big Brother and pimp the movie?
Well, but hey, he was in the neighborhood, you know. So, but I really like that have and have not competition where they had to stuff those items into the station wagon. But then they everybody on your team had to also get in the station wagon.
I couldn't have done that.
Oh, that was so much fun to watch.
They were so crushed up in there. I would have been so claustrophobic, I wouldn't have been able to get into
But I
the
have
car.
To give it to Jordan, though. And they all talk about her, oh, she's dumb and this, that, and the other. But if it was not for Jordan getting that teddy bear that they already dropped into that car, they wouldn't have won.
Yep.
It was Jordan who saved that team. So go ahead, Jordan, you know?
That was good.
That was really fun. that was a fun one to watch to me anyway. So you know, we all know that Jeff, Michelle,
Kevin
and Lydia, they were the ties, you know, because they were either ties or
shirts.
Well, they were the have-nots. They lost. Russell, Jesse, Jordan, and Natalie won, but because Shima was the head of household, she got to be on the winning team.
She had to pick which team would win.
Right.
And she picked, you know,
The shirts.
So right. She got to eat.
So, you know, this begs the question. So if Shima picked the shirts and she was on the winning shirt team because they won and she got to partake in the watching of the movie, that was the little bonus prize.
Right.
How come she was wearing a tie around her head all day?
She just took somebody's tie.
Because that was one of the ties.
I know. She probably just took somebody's tie.
Maybe she did that to show solidarity with Kevin or something.
I don't know.
Okay.
I will say about the have-nots, though,
mm-hmm.
Lydia is a really good cook.
She is.
And so all throughout the week, she was coming up with different recipes.
For that slop.
And things to put into the slop. Mm-hmm. She made slop cookies. Mm-hmm. She made some kind of slop bruschetta. Her and Jeff did,
mm-hmm.
and they put, I guess they got clarification from the diary room if they could use parsley or some kind of herb.
Basil,
that's right. Mm-hmm. And they used that for the bruschetta. I mean, she was cooking, mm-hmm. coming up with all kinds of slop recipes.
And if you notice in the kitchen, whenever they're on slop and they get ready to cook, Big Brother has provided them with this card that tells them all the condiments and things that they're allowed to have.
Right.
So you can put all that stuff in. But she made some kind of a Mexican-type dish that you could, out of the slop, that you could eat with salsa. Because they can have salsa.
Yeah.
And they was all saying, ooh, this is good.
Uh-huh.
So, yeah. You know what, though? Lydia is kind of quirky and stuff, but I like Lydia, though. Yeah, she did backstab Kevin and stuff, but I like Lydia.
Well,
because she's kind of
I'll wait for my comments about
Okay,
Lydia.
Anyway. Okay, so, and you already said that she picked She put up, you know, Russell and Jordan. And of course, she's assuring, she is assuring Lydia that she is not the target. Russell is the target. Russell kind of knows that. Everybody in the house knows it.
Right.
Because, you know, Shima and Russell are continuing to have fights in the house. And it is really getting annoying.
Yes.
It's very, very annoying. Enough is enough. Both of them need a time out, you know, and they just need to quit it.
Mm-hmm.
And Jeff does try his best in a nice way to tell Russell, look, just don't engage her. You know, just ignore
it. Let it go.
Yeah. Says she's the oldest person in the house left, and she's acting like hard, a kid. So
I will say it's hard to let it go when somebody keeps telling you that you're a terrorist, mm-hmm. your family's a terrorist, and despite what CBS showed on whatever episode on the broadcast that they showed,
mm-hmm. right.
Shima has not been saying he's a terrorist because he's terrorizing the house.
Oh, She just thought that up.
Right. She just thought that shit up in that conversation.
Right.
No, she's been talking about him going around and bombing parts of the country, and him and his family even
right.
are plotting to blow up the next thing. And then she made a comment, excuse me, she made a comment yesterday on the After Darks about him.
Well, that's way, way late. So let's wait again to that.
Well, but it's on the same subject. It doesn't matter.
Okay.
It's not like part of the storyline. Then she made a comment about her being in the Twin Towers and Russell being a plane.
Mm-hmm.
That shit is not funny.
No.
It's not acceptable for her to keep saying that shit. Right. And I don't care what the hell Russell said to her. That's not acceptable either.
Well since we're on...
It is not acceptable for her to be continuing to say this kind of stuff. And I don't know why Big Brother allows it to keep going on.
They allow it because they allow it each and every year. Unless a person is calling you the N-word, they're not going to say anything.
They probably wouldn't say shit for that either.
Oh, yeah. They would.
No.
But if you recall, Evil Dick was saying nasty stuff.
But he took it to another level, too.
Yeah. But he was never, ever
now, I will say one
penalized,
thing.
Given a penalty point or nothing.
Russell was... I mean, he continues to... argue with her as well.
And he calls her names too.
Yes, but he's not going back saying the same thing he said in that first argument like she is. She keeps bringing that terrorist shit up over and over and over and over again.
Because
that's all she's got to say.
That's all she has. Well, in my opinion, Shima probably should not have been on this particular type of show. And the reason I say that is because it's just my opinion that I really don't think that she is mentally healthy enough to be able to put aside some things in her past. I honestly believe that she needs some intensive therapy.
She does need counseling.
She has
anger issues, and I think it's
and hurt.
Well, sure, and mm-hmm. it's understandable why when you know about her past.
Right.
They were playing a game, or they were talking about something. I think it was that card game they were playing. They got a little hot topic game,
uh-huh.
where they had little cards and they ask you questions like, "What's more important, world peace or environmental issue? Whatever." Excuse me. So one of the topics was, what's more important, forgiveness or vengeance? Well, of course, most people in the house said forgiveness, because if you can't forgive, you can't move on. Her thing was like, vengeance. Vengeance is the very first thing ever, da da da. We're like, bitch, we know you want vengeance.
But she did say forgiveness.
No, she didn't.
Yeah, she did.
No.
Yes, she did.
Oh, because it sounded better later.
Who knows?
No, she said vengeance, and she went on and on and on about why. That right there tells you she needs some help to get over all her stuff in the past. She needs to get over. She's got an issue about men mm-hmm. also, where she doesn't really trust them.
Well, I don't believe that is necessarily true in this situation. I believe that because Shima got along well with Jesse, she got along well with Ronnie, they're men. I believe that Shima's whole issue...
They were men who agreed with her funky ass.
I believe that Shima's whole issue is that she cannot let go of what Russell said to her. And in her mind, that is why she is not forgiving him and is so angry.
No. The reason she didn't have a problem with Jesse and Ronnie is because they agreed with her ass. They didn't have any conflicts, arguments, issues. But any men who don't agree with her or have her same philosophy about stuff, oh no, they're stupid, they're crazy, they hate women, they this and that and this and that. That's what I think her problem is.
Well, I just don't agree, but be that as it may, she and Russell need to stop. They just need to stop.
She needs to stop.
Yeah, he needs to stop.
She's looking too. Like a fool.
Yeah. And but he's looking like the bully that he is.
But you know what? He's looking less like a bully than her.
Well, no. I don't think so. I do. I don't think so. Because he has picked a fight. I agree with one comment that she has made, and that is, he has picked a fight with almost every female in the house. Mm-hmm. Almost every female in the house. And just the day before the eviction and the coup d'etat ceremony, did he have a confrontation with Jesse finally?
That was a BS confrontation.
Well, yeah, it was a fake thing anyway. But, you know, so Russell has issues with women too. And then evidently, when all the house guests were talking and stuff, Russell must have disclosed that most of his girlfriends are strippers. That's who he dates. Mm-hmm. He goes to the strip club, and then he dates those women in the strip club. And because Natalie and Michelle was talking about it. Yeah, that's his girlfriend. So, you know, he's got issues with women as well.
He has issues.
You know?
They both have issues.
Yeah, and that's probably why they feed off of one another. Because the problem they both have issues.
I have with Shima is she never acknowledges her problems. Or issues. She never acknowledges it.
You know people like that, though.
Yes.
You know people like that.
I haven't lied. I haven't gotten personal with anyone.
Exactly.
What the hell you been doing?
You know what? I work with people like that. I work with adults like that who can never
take responsibility. And they get on their high horse, and they talk shit on people, and they never, ever, ever acknowledge that their shit don't stink, that their shit does stink. Mm-hmm. And that's annoying. Okay, I'm sorry. I went off on that.
Yeah.
Tangent.
Yeah, you kind of did, because there's a whole lot of other people in the house who they are not as loud volume-wise as Shima, but they're just as nasty.
Okay.
And that is, like, once again, I'm just so surprised at Jeff. He talks about Michelle like a dog to Jordan.
Yeah.
And he says, F her this and F her that, and she's bipolar. That woman got a chemical imbalance. She crazy. I couldn't stand to be her husband and all kinds of stuff. And I'm thinking, dang, Jeff. I think it's because he's on some slop this week.
Jeff is irritable.
He must be testy because he's hungry or something, you know.
I will say,
oh, Lord.
I think Jeff is he doesn't know how to handle the fact that she obviously has a crush on him.
Michelle obviously has a crush on Jeff.
It's so obvious. And she keeps, I don't know how to say it, but I mean, even like when they're just out in the backyard, she just looks at him all the time.
Exactly.
Looking over at him to see what he's looking at. Mm-hmm. He's looking off in space or looking at Jordan and talking, and she insinuates herself into the conversation.
And while we're on the subject of Michelle, you know, that girl, she's almost like Sam on True Blood, isn't it? She barking crap in her sleep.
She is crazy.
She is. Oh.
Well, no, I don't mean crazy, but she does have some sleep.
She has sleep. She moans in her sleep. She attacks people in her sleep.
She says no. She yells out stuff.
She says, quit doing that. You know, or leave me alone, and, you know, all that kind of stuff in her sleep. And Kevin and them, when they have to sleep in the room with her, they get up, they jolt it awake, because that bitch is talking some stuff. Excuse me. That girl is talking stuff in her sleep. Now, that's some crazy stuff. See, oh, no. I'd have to go sleep on the couch in the living room.
I would. I'd be afraid she'd jump up and knock me out.
Exactly. See, or she might think that I'm somebody in her dream after her. And, you know, I'd be afraid she might do something. Thinking, you know, that it's in her dream. But I mean, as far as I can recall, I don't believe they've had any person in the Big Brother house that actually, you know, says and does things that, and she thrashes around in the bed and stuff.
I thought there was one person, guy who used to sleepwalk or something.
But I thought that was fake, though.
Well, there was an instance where he had to act like he was sleepwalking and get in the bed with someone, mm-hmm. but I think there was someone who actually...
Okay.
I don't know. I can't remember.
Okay. Well, anyway...
Yeah, that's strange.
That's disturbing to me. And I do have to admit, I mean, you know, I didn't like it when the house guests, everybody always dumping on Michelle when she's done nothing. You know, she's not been any of the hinky votes. You know, she's very honest about how she's voting. It's other people that are lying about her. But sometimes, though, it is hard to watch her interact with the others because she is so awkward.
I know.
Sometimes. And I feel, you know, I feel
kind of bad for
her.
Well,
I don't feel pity for her or nothing like that, but I just feel like, oh, ooh, you know.
Well, you just kind of cringe because you feel, I kind of feel bad for her. Like, she feels so uncomfortable with herself.
I guess so.
That it just comes out. It's like she's searching for something to say, mm-hmm. to have something to put into the conversation. Mm-hmm. And she just is so, I don't know, she just, it's like she's worried so much about what people think about her.
I know.
She doesn't want to look silly. But then when she does get involved with conversation and she's just, and it looks like you can tell she kind of forgets how awkward she is. And she's like, she looks fine. She's talking fine. But then as soon as it gets kind of quiet, she gets that uncomfortable look again. And I kind of feel for her. I mean, I like Michelle.
Yeah, I mean, I liked her
from the beginning of the show. I think just because
I did
because she was different. And like I said, our very first episode this year, I was rooting for all the people who looked different, like they're not the normal people that Big Brother put in the house.
I don't.
The modely types.
I don't. I root for just, you know, certain people that appeal to me. You know, I'm rooting for Kevin. I like Kevin. I like the way he plays the game. Kevin is a smart person, and I think he can be a lot more vocal than he is, but he is just content to, for whatever reason, to sit back right now. So I like Jeff, though, from the beginning, because he's just like a very, you know, laid-back, calm kind of person, and I like that. But because I liked him from the beginning, I'm just so surprised at all the cussing and stuff he does about people.
Oh, that ain't nothing.
You know. I like Lydia, though, because she is different. Lydia's got some issues as well, but Lydia's a lot smarter, I think, than people give her credit for, simply because she immediately started running after Jesse.
See? She has some sense to her on occasion.
Yeah, she does.
She has flashes of
I didn't like Natalie sanity. From Jump. I didn't like Natalie from Jump Street. I do not like that child. She needs to go. I liked Shima, and I still like Shima. I feel sorry for Shima, though.
I was hesitant about her from the beginning. And then I kind of grew to like her, and now I'm back to the other side.
Well, I like Shima, and I still like Shima, but I do feel sorry for her, and I do wish and hope that when this game is over, because now, even though she'll be voted out probably pretty quick, she'll go to the jury house. She won't go home. But I hope she gets some counseling, though, because she has got to get that dealt with.
Well, what I hope is that her, you know, she sits down and watches it.
Yeah.
And usually when you have something like this, you can go back and say, you learn about yourself if you give yourself the chance. She ain't giving herself the chance.
You remember Libra from last year? You know, they kept showing her as your typical, stereotypical angry black woman, in my opinion. But I did see just a little brief interview with her, and this was maybe, you know, 4 or 5 months after, and she had said too that she learned a lot.
I didn't think she was angry black woman.
Hey, I didn't think so, but that's the way they edited
her.
She
is nothing like Shima.
I didn't say she was like Shima. No, I was trying to make the point that
Sister Jay, you need to calm your ass down next.
In her interview, she was talking about when she went back and watched the whole show.
I understand what you just said. I am not dumb. What I am saying is she is nothing like Shima is in the fact that she is angry, has issues, and it's obvious. To me, whatever her name is, what was her name last season?
Libra.
Libra wasn't anything like that. She had a couple of fights in the house, just like everybody else did. But to me, that didn't make her be an angry black woman.
I did not say she was an angry
black woman. I didn't say you did.
But
if you just got done saying people said she was an angry.
Exactly.
Right.
If I recall, that was what was on a lot of message
I'm going to call you Shima Jr. because you ain't listening. I didn't say you said that. I said, I'm agreeing with you. I never saw her as that, whatever people were saying last season. Mm-hmm. She had a few fights, just like everybody else had fights. And they just lump anybody of color into that category on these shows, which is what I don't like about these reality shows.
They do.
Because they have far more other people, on white people on these shows, that are doing way more fighting than any other people of color. Because they only have one or two on every show.
Usually one, but they got two this time.
Yeah, and
actually they got four.
And as soon as one of them starts arguing, they say, oh, they're the angry black person or the angry whatever.
Yeah.
And that's not even it. There's Shannon. Everybody gets angry at one point. Just because you have an argument doesn't mean anything.
There's Natalie. There's Kevin. So there's four. And then Lydia says she's Hispanic, so that's five.
Yeah, she is.
Mm-hmm. So that's five. That's a record for Big Brother, I think.
Yeah.
I think that's the most of any season ever. So, well, let's get to the POV competition.
Yeah, because we done got off.
Yeah, you had your little Shima tirade. So, okay, Jeff, Kevin, and Natalie are chosen to play with Shima, Lydia, and Russell. And Michelle was the host of this game. And this was a real cute game. This was, what was that game? I done forgot already. Dadgum.
That's where they had to do the eggs.
Oh, yeah.
They had to dress in the chicken outfit.
Dress in the chicken outfit. And Michelle was dressed real cute in some bib overalls.
Yeah.
With this little farmer hat. But she looked real cute, though. But all the POV players came out in these yellow chicken outfits. The full headgear and everything. It was cute.
And now, go ahead. Sorry.
And they had to roll these eggs up this chicken coop wire. Yeah. With their little fingers all the way to the
top.
That
was tough. And get 12.
Yeah. And get a dozen of them. You know that took some time.
Ooh. I would have been just like Natalie and Jeff. I would have been frustrated.
Yeah. I would have.
They kept dropping them. Mm. They were like, shoot, we might as well just stop. They never did stop, though. But
Kevin did go. And you know, I did not think Russell was going to do as well as he did because his hands are big. But he did very good because he was just seconds behind Kevin.
He was fighting for his life.
Yeah, that's true. But Kevin won the POV, which I was kind of glad.
Now the whole, go ahead.
Oh, you was going to get to Jesse, wasn't you?
Right.
Okay, go ahead. Go ahead and tell it.
And the whole scuffle behind that veto competition was the fact that when Russell picked who was going to play with him, he had house guest choice, he picked Kevin and not Jesse, which pissed Jesse off.
That's
because,
true.
Of course, Jesse's scared about going home and the mystery power. So he wanted a chance to get the veto so he'd be safe.
That's true. And they would, speaking of the mystery power, wasn't they cracking you up talking about magical powers, wizard powers?
I thought that was cute.
Unicorn powers. I mean, you know.
Oh, that was Jesse's dumb butt.
Yeah, he was. Okay, anyway. So Jesse was real, 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 real mad. And he argued about that for the whole rest of the week.
Yeah.
The whole rest of the week.
Because he was scared. He says, well, and he was rightfully scared. If America voted for someone to get the power, it ain't going to be me. Mm-hmm. And it's probably going to be someone who doesn't like me. Mm-hmm. Because I know America doesn't like me. Mm-hmm. And they're going to try to get me out.
That's right.
Depending on what the power is.
And everybody just assumed that Kevin was going to use the POV on Lydia because they're such good friends.
I did too.
I did not. I did not think he was going to use it. And I'll tell you why. And that's because in between the time of the winning the POV and the POV ceremony, which is it's about a day apart, day and a half apart, Kevin was told how Lydia threw him under the bus when Jesse was HOH.
Kevin already knew that because...
Well, but he was told some more stuff.
He already knew some of it because that whole conversation between him and Lydia about getting Jesse and Natalie out all got back to Jesse and Natalie.
Right.
And so he had to go, well, who would bring that up? Because the only people that were talking about was me and Lydia. Mm-hmm. He knew then that she had done that.
But it's just different when you get confirmation, you know, from people. So anyway, so, and plus Shima told Kevin that she didn't want him to use it. She wanted her nominations to stay the same because she wanted Russell to go out the door. And so Kevin was, I think Kevin did the right thing myself because he says, okay, do I use it to save a friend right now or do I use it to make us safe for the next maybe 2 weeks because, you know, everybody else, everybody in the house wants Russell gone. So, you know, why upset Shima by using it?
Who cares? And then
she'll have to nominate.
She ain't got no power the next week. That's what these people don't realize.
But evidently, he's not thinking that way.
Well, we know he ain't.
Yeah. So, anyway... So he doesn't use the power, and Lydia is a little ticked, but she understands.
I'd be ticked.
Yeah. So in the meantime, everybody's kind of figured out that Jeff is going to have the power. And even Michelle, because Michelle's telling him up in the HRH room, I don't have it, so I think it's Jeff. I don't think they'd give it to Jordan, but I think it's Jeff. And Michelle has a conversation with Jeff and Jordan. To let them know that she's 100% with them, that she's only up in the HOH room because she's trying to make sure she don't go up on the block. But
which is smart.
Right, which is, that's gameplay. But she's 100% with them if they want her. And, of course, Jeff's wanting the number, so he tells her, yeah, you know. But, you know, behind her back, he's telling Jordan, okay, so we gonna only go so far. But I'm thinking, even though Jeff likes Jordan... He does not expect for Jordan to go any further than their little Final Four, and she'll probably be the first one out. Unless she can win something.
Yeah. Yeah. That, I mean, you have unless to realistically think that.
Mm-hmm. So, you know, and Jeff is telling Michelle and Jordan. Now, I didn't see this, though, so I don't know, but Jeff, I did see... Jeff telling Michelle and Jordan that Natalie's going around the house trying to intimidate people. So I'm sitting there thinking, okay, so what that little Nat going to intimidate them with?
I didn't see that either.
Yeah, but he's in the pool. They're all in the pool dangling their legs, and that's what he's telling them. So he's telling them, so, you know, I just want you to be aware because Russell was in the house.
Huh.
See? Yeah, so... And anyway, okay, so that was that Friday, but that particular Friday, which is the actual day that the POV is done,
right?
The Big Brother gave him alcohol. Lord have mercy, and Jesse got drunk.
Oh, I remember that.
Remember that?
Mm-hmm.
Oh, he was saying some off the wall crud. He was just crazy with it. So they was going back and forth and back and forth about, you know, who's got the power and who's going to do this and who's going to do that. And they were just obsessive with it. And we know that they're paranoid. You know, they're always complaining about Russell being paranoid. But Jesse's paranoid.
Oh, well, he was because he had a... he knew as soon as he got, as it was America, like I said, we went over this before, but as soon as America, he knew America was voting for a power, that's when he started getting nervous.
Yep.
And, yep. You know, so, okay, so Kevin didn't use the veto on Lydia. Can we move on? Because this is taking, I want to get to the good stuff.
Okay. So you want to get to the eviction day?
Yeah.
Okay.
You got any more fights that came up during the week before that?
Yeah. Russell drank a little wine.
Russell got drunk one night, too.
Yeah, that was the after dark on a Sunday.
He drank like after a bottle of wine.
After the broadcast.
And a whole bunch of beer.
Yep, a whole bunch of beer. And he's calling, this is funny, though. I shouldn't laugh, but it is funny, though. But he's calling Chima Chia Pet. That's what he calls her.
Well, with all that damn hair.
That's what
you know what?
That's what he said.
Wait a minute, I have to break off on the side on this.
Oh.
Is it just me? Or whenever I see her lately, I just want someone to just walk up to her and cut about 2/3 of that shit off her head.
First of all.
It is, you know, her body, that hair is bigger than her body.
It's too much for her. She's very petite.
Little.
Yeah. She's very petite and she needs to cut some of the hair off.
It looks fine when it's straight, but when it's curly and all bouffant, that is way too much hair.
It's way too much hair.
For her.
Yeah.
Ugh.
Or put some bangs on it or something.
No.
You know. But yeah, it's way too much hair for her. And whoever her stylist is, you know,
and plus,
you know how your work look when you get done. So you need to tone that down.
If I, you know, we sisters have different ways to do our hair.
That's
we
true.
All know on the podcast, right?
Mm-hmm.
Who the heck did that style?
That's what I'm saying.
It's awful.
Her stylist should have known better.
The top front of it is terrible.
It's terrible. The whole point of a full weave, you're not supposed to be able to see the hairline as prominently as you could see it on her.
Well, no, that's the point. She's trying not to see it, which is why they put all that damn hair up there.
Well,
but her head's not big enough for all that.
Yeah.
And then the top is all poofed up, concocted, hair, track upon track, for those that know. And I'm just like, who the hell did that?
Okay, this is not going to be a trash Shima show.
Well.
You know? Okay.
Ain't nobody else got no crazy weaves in there.
Hey, let's get on to Russell because he's drunk in the backyard and he refers to, and he's talking to Jeff and Jordan, of course, and he's calling Shima a chia pet and you know, complaining about chia pet is a bigot. And he calls Michelle Cuckoo Magoo and no, that's not it. Cuckoo Magoo and Cuckoo McCracker.
Who said that?
Russell! Oh, but he's not racist, huh? Only Shima is racist in the house, huh? And he has referred to Michelle more than once as Cuckoo McCracker. Now you tell me that's not a racist
that's
comment.
Awful.
That's a racist comment. Talking about because she's white.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's exactly what he meant. And then he's just laughing. And I noticed Jeff, he didn't laugh, but Jordan did laugh, though. But Jeff didn't laugh. but I'm here to tell you, though, I did laugh. But I laughed when he called her chia pet, too, though. Because I had never thought of that, but, you know. Oh, Lord. So, you know, there's a whole lot of racial crap going on everybody.
On both sides.
Yeah, everybody. And it's, yeah, uh-huh. Anyways. So, Russell is, you know.
Well, there was also, I did see this part where Russell was drunk, talking about him, Jordan, and Jeff going to the inn.
Yep.
And he doesn't even know what he's saying. He says, you know, when we get to the inn, though, I am going to screw y'all over to get myself to the money.
Yeah.
Because that's the whole point.
I'm playing for the money.
And they just look at him like, no, he didn't just say that.
Yeah, he did.
And he don't even realize what he said.
Oh, yeah. He remembers what he said.
Well, yes, but at the time, he didn't realize what he said because he repeated it a couple of times. And they were looking at him like, oh, okay, we see how it is. And then he kind of backtracked a little bit.
Mm-hmm.
But, yeah.
Okay. I do have to point out one thing, though. And even though this is not going to be a Shima bashing show, but I do have to point out one thing that is really, really bad that Shima said. And, you know, at some point, either when Shima has her exit interviews, when she's evicted, or somebody's got to call her on this, or somebody's got to ask her about this crap. But she had the nerve to say, you know, she was during the daytime, Shima and Russell, and this was on the Sunday show. They were yelling insults back and forth and back and forth to each other. And they was yelling, too, in the kitchen and stuff. And, of course, Shima is repeatedly calling him a terrorist. And he's repeatedly calling her the biggest racist in the house. And, you know, chia pet and some other stuff, you know. Okay. Shima, of course, you know, eventually that they break up. And she goes up into the HOH room, and she's, of course, talking to Natalie. And I think Jesse might have been there, or Jesse was in the bathroom. And she was saying stuff like, you know, that the next time he starts fighting with her, she's going to spit on it. Oh, now see, first of all, I would have smacked that child. But anyway, but she's talking about she's going to spit on him and hopes that Russell hits her so he can be evicted. And then she says this. She says, I'm going to spit on his ass. I hope he hits me so he can be evicted, so I can press charges and he go to jail so he could be raped up his butt every day.
Oh, no.
What the hell?
See,
and
no.
And she survived such a violent attack and she's going to wish that on somebody else. See, now I was really turned off by Shima for that.
Yeah.
I was really turned off.
That's bad.
Because that is uncalled for.
That's bad.
And especially from a person who knows how awful that is. That is just awful. And the message boards just lit up. Rightly so, I think. Everybody was really outraged with that comment.
Does she even realize what she is saying?
The girl crazy, though. I mean, no. Wait a minute. Let me clarify. What I mean is she has some bona fide mental and emotional issues that need to be addressed.
Yeah, she does.
You know, yeah, sometimes when a person does some quirky stuff, you say, ooh, that girl crazy. But no, Shima has some for real mental health issues that need to be addressed. And they need to take her on out the house. Because she's just getting worse and worse, it seems to me. And it seems to me that with her and Russell both there, Shima is just spiraling downward.
That's what it is.
Mentally,
I think.
You know, emotionally and mentally, she's just spiraling downward. And rather than to watch this for CBS production, they need to help this child.
Well, they're not going to do that because here Lydia a week ago was talking about cutting herself.
Yeah, now she
was. They didn't take her out.
No, they didn't. But they didn't talk to her.
Somebody need to talk to Shima's ass.
Well, hopefully they're talking to her.
The problem with Shima is I don't think she's going to listen.
Yeah, probably not.
She's not going to listen. And that's uncalled for. That's the part I don't like, see?
Yeah.
Now, I understand what Russell said was wrong, mm-hmm. but you should, you know, he apologized and he moved on, and they moved on, mm-hmm. or they should have been able to move on from there, but she didn't. She just kept on and on and on with the terror, all that same commentary. Yep. He didn't come back with that same comment he made about her rape. So mm-hmm. for her to come back and say all this.
Well, she didn't say it to him. She said it up in the HOH room.
She ain't going to say that to him.
But she said it, though. I mean.
I know.
They got a video clip of it somewhere. So, you know. But that's how the house went to me. That's how the house went every day. Each and every day. All the way to Thursday.
Oh, well, wait. I have something to add before we get to the Thursday. Mm-hmm. I do remember them all being up in the HOH room talking about the mystery power.
Yeah.
And if it actually happens that Jeff or someone has it and they take, and the power is to take off the nominations and add their own, Shima was going on and on about, what am I here for then? That means my HOH power was for nothing. And if,
that's true.
If CBS does this, they will see me go off.
That's true.
She said, they think, she said that live show will be bleeped the whole time because I will go off. I will cuss everybody out. I will cause a scene like CBS has never seen before.
Guess
what happened before the live show?
They didn't have the live show.
Right. Before Thursday, CBS decides, well, I think we better do this eviction early and tape the mug.
They taped it. It was not live.
Right. Because they had to ensure she didn't go off on live TV.
But one thing you need to point out is, and that is, Shima started making this threat to the production of CBS Sunday. And she made it every day.
All week.
All day long. She made it at least 3-4 times in the day.
Uh-huh.
And on the After Dark.
Yep.
Whenever they start talking about it, she get all worked up saying, ooh, I'm going to act a fool. So they haven't never seen nothing till they see me. So I think CBS was a little apprehensive.
Well, rightly so. I think mm-hmm. they were right to say, you know, let's go ahead and tape it.
And then Russell was also running around saying, oh, y'all wait till you hear my speech. Uh-huh. I mean, he was doing that too. He said, oh, y'all wait till you hear my exit speech when I'm evicted. He said, I got some stuff I'm going to be saying to Miss Chiapet and some other people in the house too. Because he was going to say some stuff to Jesse. He was going to say some stuff to Natalie. So, you know, they might have been worried about him, too, as well. So
we get on to eviction day.
Which is taped.
Which is taped.
But it was still good, though.
It was good. And Julie, didn't she look beautiful?
Oh, Julie Chen is looking so
beautiful. I love that
outfit. But you
know
what? Today, though, the day of eviction, I really looked at her good. And you know what? You have a point. She looked like twice as big.
She looks
She looks huge.
From the side.
Yeah.
Yeah.
But that outfit is so cute.
I know. I'm like, is she carrying twins? She just looks really...
But when she was sitting down with the evicted house guest, and I noticed she had them same 3-inch heels that she'd be wearing all the time.
I know. I noticed that too.
I say, go ahead, Julie Chen.
Y'all be done broke my neck.
If you could walk in them when you that pregnant, but she looks so beautiful, though. She really looked nice.
And I liked her hair up, too.
Yeah. She looks nice with her hair up like that. Yeah. Julie Chen is looking really good. And I know she's real happy, you know, so. Okay.
So, yeah, we get on to the eviction day. And they show scenes from the week. And, you know, we've already talked about all those. Excuse me. And she says, well, today is the last day that the
coup d'etat.
Well, she didn't even say the coup d'etat.
Oh, yeah.
That the mystery power can be used.
Before we get to that, though, I want to point out that in the little excerpts or the little show that they show before they get to the live eviction, they did show Shima calling Russ a terrorist and saying, because he terrorizes all the people in the house.
We already talked about this.
Oh, and then they went and showed old video clips. That really wasn't fair because that's not what she meant. And they went and showed video clips from way back the first week. So, right. Yeah, that wasn't fair to Russell. I didn't think. But anyway, okay, go ahead.
Well, I will say he has been a big force in the house against people. He has argued with a bunch of people in the house and badgered them.
He's been a bully.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So CBS did what they do to everybody. They edit it and make it look like, they make somebody look a certain way.
Yeah, they do.
And we already talked about it, but yeah, Shima didn't mean he was terrorizing around the house.
Yeah.
She just made that shit up that day.
Yeah, I think so too. Okay.
Make herself look better.
Okay.
But we all done seen the tape. This was, I think they forget they're on tape 24/7.
They must forget.
They must.
They must forget. Although, when they're sitting around talking, they do talk about, ooh, I hope that was on tape, or ooh, I know that'd be on tape.
Yeah,
and stuff like that.
It's all on tape.
Okay, so Julie Chen's talking to the house guest.
So this is the last day that the mystery power can be used. And then she goes in to say, if the person with the mystery power has it and would like to use it, please do so. And Jeff stands up. And it was it was priceless. Because everybody's like, oh, what?
I knew it.
And Jordan's face,
she was shocked. Because she asked Jeff all the time, well, I wonder who's got it. And he would always tell her, Michelle or Kevin.
He can't say.
I know he can't, but you know.
So, while Jeff is standing there looking kind of nervous a little bit, then Julie goes through and says what the mystery power is, which takes a long time.
You're right.
Well,
right.
It's a coup d'etat. He can take one or two people off and put one or two people on the block.
And then you vote right
and
away.
We're going to have our vote. And so I kind of like the way they did it, where they did one at a time.
I did too. That was so cool.
To make that anticipation draw out. So would you like to save Lydia? Yes, I would, Julie.
And who would you like to put up?
Natalie.
The Nat.
And would you like to say Russell? I sure would, Julie. And who would you like to put in his place? Sorry, man. Get on up.
Yeah.
Jesse.
So Jesse strips off his t-shirt, sweatshirt, because he has his t-shirt under that says, the myth, the man, the legend, I think.
I didn't even read the damn thing.
That's what it says. It says, the myth, the man, the legend, or something like that, and it's got a picture of Jesse. His own picture on it.
It's just so...
Oh, he's an arrogant thing. Dang!
When he went to take his shirt off, at first I thought he was going to start swinging.
No.
And I was like, going to say, fight, fight!
No!
Because it was going to be good.
No.
But his dumbass... Now, when they get to where they let them say final words before people vote, Natalie had a pretty good little speech.
Yeah, it was reasonable.
Speech.
It was reasonable.
Jesse gets up there, well, you know, if you all, you know, that I've been honest in the game and I said everything that I could say to everyone, I kept my word. And
please don't do that.
Why was he breathing like that? Like he was fixing to cry.
Mad.
Yeah.
He was
mad. He wasn't making a lick of sense.
He was mad. I mean, when you anticipate something, but he kept telling them, if Jeff has the power, this is what he's going to do. And he was correct.
He was correct.
And but when it actually happens, you're still upset.
That was a good move, man. But, you know, I didn't lie to anybody. I didn't lie to my core people. And
I was like, is he going to hyperventilate and pass out, cry, or what? Okay. And I'm glad when Julie cut his ass off, said, sit. I wanted her to say, sit your dumb ass down.
She's not going
to
say that.
I know, because Julie's too classy.
So then they go to vote. How come?
I know.
How come Russell?
I'm going to tell you why.
Voted against Lydia.
I'm going to tell you why.
Which means to keep Jesse in the house.
I'm going to tell you why. He didn't really want Lydia to go. His thing was he was voting to keep Jesse in because it's another man. He wants to keep as many men in the house as possible to battle this supposed female alliance that he keeps talking about all week.
I think it's different. This is what I think. I think the reason Russell did that is because then if he actually slips up and makes it to the final two, he can tell Jesse, but I voted for you, man, to get his vote. That's what I think.
I don't think so. I think he wanted to keep Jesse there so that there would still be four guys there and they could battle the women better.
Yeah.
And he could also say, hey, I voted for you, man. Bygones are bygones. Let's work together. Because that's what he was telling Jesse the whole week.
The whole week.
Before he, you know, tried to get votes. So I think it was because he wanted to keep the guys intact.
He did want to, though.
Yeah.
Because he keeps telling them, look, the women are just going to pick y'all off.
Yeah. Or pick us all off. Mm-hmm. And we need to keep as many guys here as possible to battle them.
Okay. How come?
And then who else voted for Natalie to go? There was two. It was two to three. I can't remember now.
Shima, maybe?
Shima didn't vote.
Oh, yeah. She didn't vote.
Well, it was three people that voted for Jesse to leave.
And two for...
Kevin voted for Jesse to leave.
Kevin?
Jeff couldn't vote. Jordan voted for Jesse to leave. And so did...
Michelle. Yeah.
So that left Russell and Lydia. Oh, yeah, Lydia was the other one that voted for Natalie Lee. We already know why she did that.
Right, she wasn't going to vote for Jesse.
Okay.
Anyway.
Oh, can we go on to that? I guess we can go on to that now.
Yes. So Jesse was evicted. Oh, wait a minute. I got a question, though. Jesse was evicted. Why was he so nasty to Kevin leaving the house?
He don't like Kevin.
Well, but he was talking to him up in the HOH room and stuff, trying to, you know, be nice.
He was only doing that because... he was scared.
Okay.
And he knows, ain't like Kevin for weeks.
He knows Shima likes Kevin. And he does like Shima, though. So, okay.
He didn't like Kevin because of what all stuff Lydia has told him about Kevin. And he also knows that Kevin tries to tell Lydia to stay away from his funky ass.
That's true.
You know?
Yep. That's true. Kevin tries to tell her, but she don't listen. Okay.
So he leaves and he stiff arms Kevin and he doesn't say nothing to Kevin, but I wouldn't even be worried about it.
No, I wouldn't either.
For some reason, Kevin was worried about it and was like, well, why was he so rude to me? Who effing cares? Tell him to go.
Yeah, because
I wouldn't even be worried about him.
First of all, it was this is my opinion. It was totally unfair to all 13 of the house guests that Jesse's ass was back in there in the first place. Ugh. And he was the first HOH. That was bogus crap. Well, you know? I mean, that was just not fair to the other people.
He is so annoying. Yes, and then when he got out there and was talking to Julie, he wasn't hardly answering the questions. Uh-huh. And all he was doing was flexing and shit. Uh-huh. And I was just thinking, Julie, ooh, I wish you could slap the hell out of him. Mm-hmm. Just knock him out once. Somebody, please.
He wasn't too much better with his interview. You know the interview that they show the next morning? Yeah, on the early show. It's still that same night, but they just broadcast it, you know, on the early show. He wasn't that much better. And then, for all you BB fans, if you watch the video interview of Inside Dish, the little guy that does Inside Dish with Jesse, it's hilarious. That little guy is a good interviewer.
He is.
He gets Jesse more than once. And Jesse, and you could tell, Jesse's all red and everything. He's red when he's questioning him about Lydia. Then he says, well, you know,
Well, he wouldn't answer any questions with him either.
No, he really wasn't, but it's hilarious. So y'all got to go and watch it. Find it on the updates, but.
No, it's.
Well, I, for one, am like thousands of other people. I am so glad Jesse, the Roy user, is gone.
Yeah, me too.
I'm glad because I don't want to see his face. I don't want to hear his lies. He has lied in this game. So he is a liar when he tells Julie or anybody else that I haven't lied in the game. Oh, yes, you have. And wait till they see the videotape. Wait till they see.
Yep.
And him and Natalie made up lies. Well, he's pissed off.
And Julie called him on it. She's like, well, everyone lies in this game. That's part of the game. You know, you have to lie. Exactly. You have to go against your word, blah, blah, blah. That's part of the game.
Mm-hmm.
And so she called him on a little bit. But he's pissed off because he feels like America, that Big Brother allowed America to do it to him again.
He's mad at us. See, he ain't mad at Jeff. He's mad at us. Because he did tell Jeff leaving. That was the best move you can make.
If you would let him just play the game of Big Brother without any influences from America, mm-hmm. he would be fine.
Yeah, well.
But because America hates him and they gave America the choice to give someone this power, he knew it was going to be against him because America hates him.
Well, wait till you...
Now, my thing is, he's been saying this same shtick for weeks.
Mm-hmm.
So if you were aligned with him when he's saying all this, wouldn't you kind of backtrack a little bit? I would. I'd be like, oh,
well, what do you
America
tell
hates you so much? Let me kind of back away from you and move over to the other side. Oh. But just in case there's some America's choice going on, I want to be able to reap the benefits.
Well, what he tells Julie on the next, on the early show is that America could see that he and his team members that he chose, who are good players, they were dominating the house. And America likes to vote for the underdog. And they saw this kid. He said, this kid over here who, you know, really wasn't doing too much to, you know, win the game. He won one POV, but, you know, he really wasn't doing much. And he was being outnumbered. And, of course, he's a good-looking guy. And he says, let's face it, mostly women vote. So, of course, they're going to give it to Jeff. I knew that Jordan didn't have it. I knew she didn't have it. That's what he's telling her. So, you know, but he said... Point blank. If America wouldn't have stepped in, yeah, he'd be winning the whole thing.
Lord, today.
Mm-hmm. That's what he says.
Well, ooh, Lord. Okay.
He's arrogant and delusional.
Yes, and I'm glad his ass is gone.
I'm glad he's gone.
Now, we get off of him and his picture goes black and white, and Lydia's effing ass is crying. Natalie's eyes is all red, and Shima's over there fuming with her arms crossed.
And Shima's ugly, though. She's acting ugly because after the, let's get to the HOH competition first.
So that was all, but I mean, Lydia's already crying while Jesse's walking out the door.
That's true.
And blah, blah, blah. So we get on to the HOH competition, mm-hmm. which are all questions about what has happened in the house.
Yeah.
What, you know, Julie says, this competition, you had to pop a pimple and they had to say if it was a have not, veto, or HOH. Actually a pretty good competition.
I like those kind of competitions because I think it is really unfair when so many of the competitions might be endurance because you got big, strong men in there. So that does give other people a chance to win HOH.
Yeah.
So I like the question ones myself.
Now, one thing I saw that I didn't like was it was Lydia and Kevin were the first two to go up and mm-hmm. Kevin won.
Mm-hmm.
So he got to pick the next two that had to go up and answer a mm-hmm. question. So he's looking over there to pick, and Shima starts gesturing Russell and Jeff. And so he says, okay, Russell and Jeff.
I know what.
And I'm like, why the hell would you listen to her ass? Although, that was a smart strategy.
That was a smart strategy,
because you want to try to get people who you know are together to lessen their chances of winning. But why was he listening to her?
And why was she telling him? Dang.
Because she knew his dumb ass would listen.
I guess so. But anyway.
So anyway, we get down to it. And it's Michelle and Kevin mm-hmm. at the end.
At the end.
Now, wait. Before we get to that, there was a pair where it was Michelle and Jeff.
Yep.
Remember the last three? It was Michelle, Jeff, and Kevin. And Michelle and Jeff went up. Didn't you think Jeff hesitated an awfully long time before answering that question?
Yeah.
It looked like he threw it, didn't he?
I think he threw it.
I did too.
I think he did not want HOH after he had that coup d'etat power.
I know.
Yep.
Now, why the hell, Jeff, would you do that?
Well, because he saw it was Michelle and Kevin. And I mean, Jeff gets along with Kevin fine.
Well, but he knows that Kevin is up Shima's ass.
Yeah, but Kevin, okay, on the After Dark, before the eviction shows, Jeff has been telling Jordan and Michelle, yeah, well, we can bring Kevin in for our fourth because we can get rid of Russell first because Kevin is, he's kind of breaking off from those girls. Yeah, and he is. He is.
Well, it looks obvious anyway. To me because he just kept standing there.
Yeah, I think Jeff threw that race, that competition on purpose.
I did too. And I'm like, why
the hell? He hesitated way too long. Jeff's smarter than that.
Yeah.
He hesitated way too long.
He did.
Yep.
And Michelle kind of looked over at him like.
Yeah, she did. She did. She hesitated too.
Well, she hesitated because she's wondering why he ain't pushed it.
Exactly.
I think she was genuinely looking for the right key. Thing to push.
Yeah.
And while she's looking for the right thing to push, he's just standing there. He ain't even looking for nothing. So that was odd.
Yeah, that's fishy.
Yeah. So anyway, he gets
Big Brother probably told him to throw it.
Ain't no effing telling.
Uh-huh.
So then we
Because he was called to the diary room a whole lot.
Yeah.
A whole lot. More than anybody else.
Well, probably for them to keep telling him, don't say nothing. Don't say nothing. Because he was having a hard time acting like he was not confident, I guess is the word. He was looking way too confident and unnervous. So they're probably telling him, okay, Jeff, you need to look more nervous. Like, you're scared of what might happen if Kevin uses the veto.
Who knows telling him? Who knows?
Well, wait, I got some more to say about that. Anyway, so, okay. So Jeff's out. So it's Kevin and Michelle. So the last question, Michelle gets it. Excuse me. And she wins, HOH.
Yep.
I was actually happy. Because I like Michelle.
I'm glad.
And I think she, at this point, I think she would start doing what she really wants to do and not just what she thinks will get her farther, which I think is going to be to try to get Natalie or Lydia or Shima or someone like that out of the house.
Yeah.
Which is what I'm hoping happens.
I was hoping Kevin would win only because I wanted him to have a HOH room and see his HOH room. But I'm not sorry that Michelle won because I'm just glad that Jeff or Jordan didn't win. Not that Michelle's not going to do the same thing Jeff or Jordan would do, but because Michelle has been the recipient of so many lies and stuff in this game when she wasn't even at fault or nothing, then I'm glad that she won because that way she's got the HOH room, the HOH bed to sleep in and stuff, you know. So she can have some power.
I didn't trust what Kevin would do because is kind of up in Shima's stuff.
He is kind of easily led sometimes.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So she wins. Excuse me, and everybody's congratulating her, you know, half-ass. Julie Chen comes back and talks about next week and we see now that there's going to be a double elimination
eviction.
Awesome. I love it.
I can't wait.
I love it when they do that. And
it'll probably be Shima and Natalie.
Then they go back to the house. Mm-hmm. And they're still outside. And you see everybody standing outside in a big, not even a big group. They're kind of all together. Mm-hmm. Just standing there looking around. Mm-hmm. Ain't nobody talking. Mm-hmm. Ain't nobody looking at each other. Mm-hmm. And then we hear Shima. Y'all better let us in the house. If y'all don't want me to cuss, you better let me in the house.
Oh, she was ugly.
Yes.
Her behavior was ugly.
Oh, my gosh. Somebody knocked her.
And then she had the nerve to say, because she was still fuming about that coup d'etat thing.
Yeah.
I'm going to have a talk with production. It's not your show, honey.
No.
Damn.
She said, because apparently Jordan says, I knew you had it. And Shima says, oh, you knew he had it before he did it? I guess I'm going to have a talk with production then.
Mm. Damn.
Like, she going to run some shit.
Well, yeah. It's not your show. Dang.
So So it's after the show. Said, I got to watch me some After Dark today.
After Dark was so funny.
I got to see what goes on. Well, by the time I started watching After Dark, they were all eating because they got Chinese food.
Yep.
And Russell and Jeff were outside. Lydia, Shima, Natalie were all sitting at the dining room table eating. And Michelle, I don't know where she was.
Michelle was at the table eating as well.
Was
but,
she?
But I think at she the time...
She kind of got up a little bit.
Because she was clearing some dishes and stuff like that. Plus, she was packing up her stuff.
Well, them three are drinking wine. And they've even poured Natalie some wine. But mm-hmm. she keeps acting like she's not going to drink it.
I think they all know she's 24 now, though.
Well, she even knows.
Well, Lydia does, too.
Oh, I don't know about that. But anyway, and they're all talking about Jesse was such a good person. And he was so kind. And she was like, he was so kind to me. And he was so good to me. And do you know that chick had the nerve to start tearing up and crying over Jesse's funky ass?
That's true.
Well, then... That gets Natalie's eyes to rolling, and she gets to crying. And he was just never said a bad word about anyone. And then, of course, Lydia's ass starts crying. And mm-hmm. all three of them mm-mms is sitting there crying over Jesse's effing ass. And I was thinking, what the fuck?
First of all, I thought the funny...
The mother effer ain't dead.
The funniest part
He's in the jury house.
Yeah, but that funniest part of the whole scene was Kevin. Because he sat,
and Kevin was sitting there.
He sat there and looked at them like they was stone cold crazy.
He did. He was, well, he didn't look like that. He could tell he was thinking it.
Oh, hell yeah.
He was just sitting there and looked like,
He just looked at him like, what
Because he didn't like Jesse's ass.
No.
He looking at all of them. He was probably thinking, I can't believe these bitches is crying over this mother effer who would not do the same if one of them had left.
I think that's going to do a lot to distance Kevin from them
girls. It better.
Yeah.
It better. And then they got the...
That was ridiculous.
Then they had the nerve to talk about, well, you know, this is just like grieving for someone. And we just have to spend the evening grieving for the loss of our friend. I wanted to reach through the TV and slap every laugh. You know, I'm getting very violent when it comes to...
You were violent last year with Big Brother, too.
I was.
Yeah.
But I really feel like somebody needs to knock... sense into every last one of them women.
It was
and
just
this is what
ridiculous.
Sickens me the most. Now, we were ridiculous. Talking about Lydia. I did... I'm conflicted about her because she is talented. Mm-hmm. She is a decent person. But Lydia has effing issues.
Yep.
She is so up Jesse's ass knowing that he didn't like her. Knowing that he was always up in Michelle's or Natalie's Kool-Aid.
Yep.
Knowing, and even did you notice while they were sitting at the table crying over his ass, and they finally stopped, and Natalie's talking about Jesse, and Shima says, yes, and he liked you so much, so much. And he would tell me all the time, and I would just get tired of hearing him say it, and he really likes you, Natalie, and you know, it was just so sincere. Lydia's sitting there listening to it all with this ugly look on her face like,
That's good.
Even after that, she's defending his funky ass.
Yep. But that's because all Lydia did was give him sex. That's it. That's all she did.
Well, to her, that was something that to him it wasn't.
Right. But he actually likes Lydia. Oh, that is one question that Julie does ask him that he claims his relationship with Natalie is purely platonic.
It was just because Natalie wouldn't do nothing.
Wait a minute. And so she says, oh, you mean like brother and sister? He said, oh, no, I don't mean like that. I mean, she's got a boyfriend. You dummy. Don't you know what platonic mean then? But anyway, and then she says, oh, so if let me get this
he
straight.
He was trying to say they ain't done that.
If Natalie did not have a boyfriend, would you date her? He said, oh, absolutely.
He said that all along.
Yeah, so, you know, yeah.
Natalie, now this is the thing about Natalie, too. Now, she was laying up with Jesse. They was always paired up somewhere. They were always talking about something. But then she would have the nerve on occasion to turn around and go, oh, well, I can't sleep in the same bed with him, or I can't sleep next to him overnight because I have a boyfriend. Or I can't do this, because I have a boyfriend. And, oh, my soulmate is my boyfriend. Mm-hmm. So she would bring this up at odd moments in time, but yet and still, she was laying up with his ass.
Yep.
They would always be paired off together.
Yep.
She's talking about seeing him afterwards and crying over his ass. Now, if I was her boyfriend, I'd be like, it may not have been, y'all might not have kissed, but there was definitely some feelings going on. Mm-hmm. This is just the same as if you cheated by physical.
Yep.
You know?
I would say so, you know.
And Lydia's, I just, all three of them, I'm through with all three of them.
Well,
I wish all three of them could be evicted right now.
Well, it could be. But Sheba's point was, she was saying that the reason why she liked Jesse is because, you know, even though he nominated her that first week, but he did help save her and he helped her along, you know, ever since then. And I think it was the fact, too, that even with her and Russell's stuff, she knew that Jesse would try to calm Russell down.
No, Jesse was nowhere to be found in every single fight.
Sometimes they would have, I'm not talking about when they fought. I'm talking about when he would be talking to Russell.
Oh, please.
Because Russell at first would tell Jesse the same stuff. I told you about that whole conversation where Russell and Jesse talked about the fact that Russell had already told him if he had to go there, meaning mentioned the rape, then he would.
You go there.
Yeah. So, you know, but anyway, but I'm just glad that night's over because it was ridiculous. It was totally, totally ridiculous. And Jeff and Jordan was outside laughing.
Yeah.
When they found out, they were laughing. And Russell, of course.
And Jeff was saying, dude, acting like he died.
Yeah.
He just went to the jury house to the beach.
Yeah. Oh, now this is one thing that I'm going to hate on all three of them women about. They should not be doing this. And I hope there's some repercussions talked about tonight. But these women.
Big Brother should not allow this.
They went and took and messed with Jeff's stuff.
And Russell's
stuff.
They dumped out Russell's suitcase.
Right. They took Jeff's rosary.
Yeah.
And hit it.
And Russell's.
Yeah. No, Russell had his in his pocket.
Oh.
That was Jeff's rosary. Now, you don't mess with somebody's personal
items
like that.
Then they took all the blankets out of the have-not room, except for one.
And everybody knows the have-not room is the coldest room in the place.
Right.
Yeah. And see, that's why on the After Darks, Russell was going into the bedroom and Jeff asked Russell to get his toothbrush and stuff.
Yep. And Jordan was trying to hide her stuff, too.
Yep. Now, that is a daggum shame.
Yeah.
That is just too evil. I'm sorry, y'all.
And they were talking about doing more stuff.
Oh, yeah. Oh, Natalie has already said that if Michelle nominates her, she's just waiting for the POV. And if she doesn't win the power veto, she's going to be throwing some buckets on people. Now, what she's going to have in the buckets, I don't know. But she's been threatening that all day today.
Yeah, they should not allow them to mess.
Oh, man.
Oh, and then they took somebody's, took a shirt or hat. They took a...
Whose hat?
Oh, you know what? I think it was because they made Play-Doh people of each of the house guests.
Mm-hmm.
And they went and smashed Jeff's little Play-Doh person.
Yeah, they did.
And then they took one of his hats and put Skittles or Nerds or something in it to mess his hat up.
That is
then,
so juvenile.
It is.
Simply because they're mad because he got the power and he used it. I mean, if they got the power, they would have used
it. We didn't even talk about this. Apparently, Sheba, Natalie, and Lydia went into the diary room and told production they were all leaving the show.
What?
Yeah.
When was this?
Before the After Dark.
Apparently, are you serious?
After they got in the house, they all went in there and said, we're leaving the show because this isn't fair. Excuse me. He did not deserve to leave. We're leaving the show. And production told them to calm down and to work it out and just fight the good fight. And that they would give them beauty products and things to help make their stay more comfortable.
That's what they was talking about, the product.
Well, so then, to be fair, then Big Brother said, well, all the house could get some beauty products.
That's why Kevin was saying he was looking for his Aveeno face wash, and Jordan was saying, oh, well, you can use mine because they just gave me some lotion. I asked for the face wash, but they gave me the Aveeno body lotion, so you can have the face wash.
Yeah.
And I'll just ask for some more.
Yeah, and I think Russell had taken Kevin's, or somebody had taken
it. Yeah, so somebody took it.
And that's that. That's what that was. Then, okay.
Oh, that is shameful.
And I would have said, let the bitches go.
Oh, hell yeah.
Let them go.
Yeah. But, I mean, because Julie's ready to pop anyway, so they probably going to have to hurry up.
What are they going to do if Julie does have that baby?
Well, I'm sure that's why they're having a double eviction so quick.
Well, I don't know.
You know,
because, but I mean, what, who's going to host it if Julie ends up having the baby? They're going to have her in the hospital room?
I think her due date is not until after the finale.
That doesn't mean anything.
Well, I know, but I don't know.
Well, okay. So then Michelle gets her key to the HOH room, and they go up there, and they half-ass talk about it, blah, blah, blah. So I think Michelle, Jeff, and Jordan, and Russell are up there, and the other people had left. They were going to come back. Excuse me. And Michelle mentions how production told her what she needs to talk about, that she needs to talk about her husband more and not let any of the guys sleep in her HOH bed.
Who would they be telling her that stuff?
Because they want to play up the fact that she's married and loves her husband. And so I told her, don't let any of the guys like Jeff or Russell sleep in your HOH bed, and you need to talk about your husband more because you're not talking about him enough. And she was kind of irritated. She's like, I'm going to talk about what I want to talk about. And I'll let whoever I want to sleep in the bed.
Yeah.
Because she was telling Jordan and them that they could have a sleepover. Mm-hmm. And then Russell and Jeff said, we could just get sleeping bags and sleep on the floor. Mm-hmm. And she was like, you can sleep in the bed.
Yeah.
You know, we all won. You know, she's talking about we all won. So, you know, all of us can have use of the room. And she told mm-hmm. Jeff and Jordan they could stay up there one night this week. Mm-hmm. And it was fine. So that's more. We already know that the CBS, you know, manipulates stuff.
Yeah.
But to blatantly have them telling people.
That is not right.
That, yeah.
Well, see, that is what the allegation was with some of the house guests and on the boards for last week because Jeff was called into the diary room so often. The allegation was that the production was telling him what he needed to say, how to use the power, and that kind of thing.
And that could very well be what happened.
It could very well be.
Yeah. Jesse could be mad for a reason.
Yeah.
He shouldn't be mad at America. He should be mad at CBS.
Yeah. I read on the boards, too, that, now I don't know if this is true or not, but a lot of people are saying that CBS has already announced, or they announced at the beginning, that there would be no wrap-up party because of budget cuts. I'm thinking it's probably a good idea they don't have a wrap-up party with this group.
I know,
because they're going to be hateful. I don't think there's going to be no get-togethers after this show is over.
There will be, but apparently CBS ain't paying for it. Oh, and then yeah. Shima mentioned something about, Natalie was talking about she was going to go off, like you said, after mm-hmm. the POV and do some things. Mm-hmm. And Shima told her, no, don't do that because you might get a penalty nomination and then they're going to take away part of your stipend. So yes. They must have told them, if you guys continue to do things that are against the rules, we're going to cut back
your
the
money. Yeah. Because let's face it, that's why everybody wants to at least make it to the jury.
They get more money.
You get more money.
Yep.
Actually, I found that out last season when Libra was telling it. Remember?
Yeah.
When Libra was the one telling it, and they all started figuring it up, see?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Because like she said, only one person's going to win the $500,000. So, you know, you at least want to make it to the jury house and stuff.
Yeah.
And there is money, a different amount of money based upon your position in the jury house. So the last person to go to the jury house gets more stipend money than the first person that goes to the jury house. That's what,
Really?
Yeah. So, you know, yeah. Jesse W. pissed.
Yeah, because he's always talking about money.
And before we go on to, because this show's getting too long. But before we go on to, you know, our mail and wrapping this up and everything, let's talk about the fact that Lydia is already saying, well, Michelle can put me up and I can just go next. Why don't I just volunteer to go next week? That's because she want to be in the house with Jesse.
Jesse says.
So they can have full-blown sex. Because there ain't no cameras there.
Yes, there are.
Well,
they don't show everything.
Well, according to the house guests, there are not cameras in every room like at the BB house.
That's what they need to do.
Yeah.
They need to put as many cameras that are in the Big Brother house in the jury house.
Yep.
And make that a whole side thing.
A whole side show?
Thank you. You know, say your shit don't end just because you got voted out.
Because you know
we're going to see what the hell you're doing
you
in the jury house.
You know some stuff is going on in the jury house.
Lydia is just ignorant.
Ooh, that's what she is saying.
Oh, and we did not talk about, okay, I'm sorry, we got to go. We did not talk about They showed Shima's grandparents.
Yes. Oh, she was so sweet.
And her grandma actually said her name is pronounced Chima.
Chima.
But Shima it's likes not, to say Shima.
It's not.
So, but her Nigerian. Grandma was saying, I wish you would just have less pride and listen.
Her grandma, her grandmother, what I got from her grandmother's comments is that she was very disappointed in the way Shima was behaving.
Yes.
Yes. And she seemed like a very level-headed, down-to-earth woman. And her little grandpa sitting over there in the corner.
Yeah, he was cute.
He was really cute. And yeah, he was, but he seemed a little disappointed too. So,
yeah.
You know, they seemed a little disappointed in Shima that she could not let it go. Let it go.
Move on.
Move on. And like the grandma said,
nothing productive is going to come from that argument, yelling like that.
All that yelling.
And nobody listening and nobody talking. They're just yelling.
Yeah.
Insults and more insults. Mm-hmm.
But I know the public was very surprised to see Shima's one of her best friends.
Why?
Because she was white. Oh, because all over the board, you had to read all the hateful stuff all over the message boards about Shima. She's a bigot and a racist. She don't like white people, you know, on and on and on.
That's just like what white people say when they say, my best friend's black.
Well.
It doesn't mean that anything about that you don't have prejudices against people because you have friends.
Well, that's true.
Or that you're not going to make comments like she's making.
Well, but that's
because
true.
Because her friend is white.
Yeah, but that's true. But let's face it. Okay, we was talking about this at work. Most of the time, when you are talking about white friends and black friends, when you have a guy that says, a white guy that says, well, you know, a lot of my friends are black. He's probably talking about, he's got some black guy friends. He might know one or two, you know, black women, but, you know, that's what he's talking about. Most of the time, when a white female is saying, oh, well, you know, a lot of my friends are black. A lot of them are male friends. I don't too often see where it's two females.
My best friend all through college was white. And then my best friend even after college, a different, was white. And I had, another best friend who was black, but what I'm saying is, that doesn't mean anything. That's not uncommon to me to have, I didn't look at that and be, I wasn't surprised by that when I saw her friend.
Well, I mean, I wasn't either. I'm telling you what the people on the boards were saying.
Oh.
That's what they were saying. So anyway, okay.
I mean, I find, the thing that I find so surprising is, well, for anyone like this, is that when you have yourself been the recipient of hate and prejudice and things like that, you tend to have more compassion. Or I would think you would have more compassion for other people that have gone through similar things. But she is spewing the same stuff that people would say that she would be so angry if anyone said about her.
Well, first of all, what you just said is a false premise because history proves and it has shown that when you direct hatred, when you have one group oppressing another based upon racial hatred, then that group who's being hated upon also internalizes that prejudice, and they do it either to each other or the next group over. I mean, that's just the way human history has gone. So it doesn't surprise me at all.
Well, first of all, I don't know about all that, whatever you just said. I'm talking about, I don't know about all that. I'm saying if I have been if I have been hated on, been called names because of my race, been done wrong because of that, have been discriminated against. Me personally, I'm not going to do the same to someone else because I know how that feels.
Exactly.
And how bad that makes you feel to know that someone just hates you because of that and not anything that you have done. And you're just being a person like everyone else.
That's true.
So it just amazes me when I don't know what you're saying. It sounds good. But what I'm saying is,
oh, you young folk. Lord.
What I'm saying is for me, I find it so surprising when someone then turns around and does the same thing to someone else.
Oh, it's not surprising at all to
it's
me.
It's terrible.
It's not surprising at all to
well,
me.
Well, it is. It's terrible that you would then turn around and do the same exact thing that you don't want someone to do to you.
And this happens over and over and over again. They do the exact same thing, some of the same things that were done to them.
Yeah.
And you would think that a group of people would automatically shy away from that because it was done to them, but it's not. They do the exact same behavior.
Kind of like bullying or something.
Well, yeah. Yeah. Exact same behavior. And that's terrible. The way human history has been. That doesn't mean that each and every time that's true. It doesn't mean that all people do that. But you could go back in our history and you can plot where that is true. So, you know, it's unfortunate, but it's true.
It's very unfortunate. I think a lot of them are going to come out of the house with a very rude awakening.
Very.
Very rude. Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. You know? And yep. They're all going to need some counseling.
Well, at least two or three of them are.
Definitely need some counseling.
Yeah, two or three of them need some intense therapy.
Okay, well, we probably should get on to a couple of emails that we received.
Yes. This was a hot mess week.
A hot mess. And it got me hot. Heated.
Dang.
I was heating the whole week. And
yeah.
I was fussing the whole week about stupidness.
It was just too much fussing all week long. Too much fussing and threatening people and just mm-mm.
Okay. Well, we had an email come in from Zach. Mm-hmm. He doesn't say where he's from, but he says, he is ZH1085 from iTunes.
Okay.
Hello, sisters. This is Zach, who left the first review on your iTunes page. Mm-hmm. So he was the one that gave us those four criticisms of things to improve.
Oh, yeah, about the live feeds and stuff. Hey, Zach, how you doing? ZH1085. Okay.
Zach. He says, I'm glad you took it as constructive criticism, which is what it was meant to be. I hope that it helped.
Sure.
I suggested the live feeds because they allow you to catch stuff that the bloggers are slow to update you on. I have the feeds and you don't have to watch them all day. I usually just use the flashback feature to see a specific hour that a fight took place and watch the hot clips that they post. I feel like that's easier than trying to watch a 3-hour show every night, which is true. Anyway, I just wanted to write to let you know that I'm not a hater. I listened to your...
We didn't think you were, Zach.
He says, I listened to your True Blood podcast as well, which I like.
Great.
I just wanted a little more attention paid to Big Brother, which is my favorite show. Zach.
Well, thanks, Zach. That's a very nice email. You know, we do have a lot of fun doing the True Blood podcast. We really love that HBO series. But, you know, we talked about it, and Big Brother, because of the way Big Brother is structured, being, you know, a live eviction on Thursday, a new HOH, then we go to Sunday, and then, Tuesday, then, you know, once a week is all we can do.
Yeah.
I think one year we tried maybe doing it, like, after each broadcast show, and it just didn't work. That format just didn't work well.
No, because it just, I mean, it doesn't make sense to do it more than once, although I would love to.
Yeah. And
because there's just so much that goes on.
Well,
but
I like it once a week because what I try to do is I try to keep in mind the broadcast shows because that's all some people watch. But then I want to fill in what happened in between those broadcast shows because a whole lot of stuff happens.
So thanks, Zach. And Zach
Thank you.
Is from Chicago. He says, I'm a brother from Chicago.
Oh, hey, Zach. Great.
So he'll be Mr. Z.
Okay, cool. Mr. Z.
Okay, and then we also got an email from Frank, who emails a couple of weeks ago.
Okay.
And he says, once again, loved your podcast. We agree 98% on everything, which is nice. He says he too likes Jeff and Jordan, but have read on some blogs that they have used homophobic language a few times.
Yes, they
have. Which you mentioned.
Yes, they have.
So he says, I'm holding out on rooting for them completely.
I know what you mean.
He says, I have the feeling if someone smart sat down with them and had a chat, they would be willing to learn.
I agree.
And then Frank also sent me the link to watch that interview with Ross Matthews. So thank you, Frank, for that.
Oh, cool. Because
I had no idea he was doing interviews. I love that Ross. Mm-hmm. Ross, the intern from The Tonight Show, is where he started.
Yes.
So I've definitely saved that as a favorite. I'm going to go back.
That's the one, Inside Dish.
Yeah, Inside
with
Dish.
With Ross Matthews.
Right.
Yeah. That's what I was talking about.
He started out on, well, not started, but he kind of got his big break
by being the intern on the Tonight Show.
He was the intern. Yeah, and that's where I saw him.
Interviews at all the different shows and everything. Yeah.
He's a very good interviewer.
So thank you, Frank, for that. And I definitely will keep looking at the inside dish.
Yeah, thank you, Frank. And you know, Frank, I'm with you there with Jeff and Jordan. It does kind of bother me, their homophobic comments and everything. I mean, I do like Jeff and Jordan, and I'm rooting for Jeff to win the whole thing. I think Jeff will win the money, the whole Big Brother. But I also agree, though. I think Jeff is a mature, emotionally mature enough person that if you did sit down and have a conversation with him, he would be willing to listen, because when the night before the eviction night and the after dark on eviction night, when Michelle was inside sitting at the table, you know, eating with Shima and the other divas crying over Jesse, and Jeff and Jordan and Russell were outside on the couches and they were kind of dipping their legs in the pool. Jeff admonished Jordan to not use the term fag because Michelle did not like that, and that they had to be very careful with the words they use with Michelle because, you know, she gets offended by that. So Jeff is aware that he uses certain terms and that Jordan uses the word fag all the time, but she has
really... Don't use that word now.
Well, you know, she's been called on it too, though.
Yeah, I actually saw that an episode or the occasion where Michelle first was upset by it, and she actually got up,
left the area,
and was like, "Please do not use that word. I do not like it. Right. It's offensive." Right. And Jordan was like, "Oh goodness, what did I say?" But people don't realize that's really offensive. Right.
But both Jeff and Jordan, though, when they're talking about other people, like they'll be in the green room or something and they're talking, they'll say, they just always thought, "Oh, he's such a homo," you know, and they're not talking about Kevin. So, you know, they have to watch that.
That's vocabulary that so many people use and don't realize it's really
It's very offensive. Yeah. I mean, it's just like, you know, if they were calling Shima a name. But anyway, so thank you for that email.
Thank everybody. Okay, well, if you would like to get on our emails next time, please send it to sistaspeak@gmail.com. We also have voicemail line, which is 972-692-7341. And our website is sistasinreview.com, N being E-N for entertainment.
Yes, we are entertaining.
Yes, and now we apologize for the very long show, but we had a lot to say today.
Well, you know, we didn't mean for it to turn into a Shima bash, but, you know.
Oh, please. Well, hey, she shouldn't give us so much things to talk about.
The girl is off, so she's got to go. Okay, so before we leave, though, what are your predictions for the double eviction?
Well, I've heard some, you know, I keep reading the update.
Right.
Excuse me. The updates. And, So far, it looks like Michelle is wanting to, spoiler alert, hopefully nobody cares, that she's wanting to put Shima and either Natalie or Lydia up.
Yes.
And Jeff wants her to put up Natalie with Shima.
Yes.
And Russell wants her to put up Lydia with Shima. And they're trying to figure out why Russell doesn't want her to put up Natalie.
Because he's aligned with Natalie, I'm
sure. So that's what they're trying to figure out. Right. So, why is he so against putting Natalie up against her, too? So, and as for the double eviction, that's all going to depend on who wins the next HOA. Right. So it's hard to say.
Right. I think their target is, even though I don't think it matters whether Michelle puts up Natalie or Lydia, the target is Shima.
Right.
Yes. They want Shima gone.
They want Shima first, and they want Natalie next.
Yes.
Mm-hmm. So if one of them wins HOH next week, then it'll be...
Somebody else. Yeah.
This is going to be a fast episode next week because they're going to have to do an eviction. They're going to have to do an HOH, a veto, and another eviction.
And it's going to be for real live this time and not tapes.
Maybe. Well, we'll see.
They claim it's going to be live.
We'll see what kicks off this week.
Okay.
Okay. I hope all of y'all have a good weekend. I'm Sister K.
And I'm Sister J.
See you next week.